Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The AFL has denied it has a widespread drug issue after admitting that players who test positive are taken off team lists. It follows claims outlined by Federal MP Andrew Wilkie as he read out a statement in Parliament from a former Demons doctor. It's news to Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin, who says he'll demand answers.
Absolutely we will. I think every person in clubland would want answers and want understanding of how the policy works and is it a success? Yeah, we've been through a bit, but as I said, this is an AFL policy. We'll be asking the appropriate questions and getting the answers that we need.
Variable winds are still a concern for firefighters near Waroona. The fire that's destroyed 8 properties remains contained but is still not under control. A watch and act alert remains in place for parts of Coolup, Melon, Nangarbrook, Teesdale and Waroona. The recovery effort is set to resume tonight in the US for 6 people who are still missing after the bridge collapse in Baltimore. It came down late yesterday after being hit by a container ship which had lost power. The Education Minister has accused Basil Zemplis of being influenced by the Liberal Party after he knocked back a proposed primary school in East Perth. Perth City Council is demanding compensation for the land first. The Lord Mayor says his Liberal candidacy has nothing to do with it.
I, for almost 4 years, have had a front row seat to how they operate. There's an arrogance about how they go about their work. There's a certain it's our way or the highway mentality. That's not the way to govern properly. That's not good government.
To sport, Cricket Australia is expecting a bumper crowd at Perth Stadium in November when Perth hosts the opening test between Australia and India. 2 weeks after, we host a one-dayer between the Aussies and Pakistan. And Port Adelaide has secured All-Australian defender Aaliyah Aaliyah until the end of 2026. The 29-year-old says it was an easy decision to put pen to paper for another 2 years.
Oh, obviously. Been here for 4 years now, and to be able to sign another 2 years, it's great for myself and my family.